I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. The Indian state of Madhya Pradesh has tightened its anti-conversion law. Settled last Tuesday, India's lawmakers added more restrictions on an already stringent law. Simply because they exist, the body of Christ wins in this area. Voice of the Martyrs Canada spokesman Glenn Penner says,
to ask Christians to abide by this law is really to say that the government has authority that belongs only to God. Christians render unto Caesar that which is Caesar's. We can't give to Caesar that which is God's. I just don't think that most Christians are going to abide by this law and potentially could face tremendous harassment for it.
Next, it's been almost 3 weeks since the train bombings in Mumbai, India. Words of Hope's Lita Young says national partners showed a steely determination to persevere and find a way to help. He says the ministry workers are still assessing the long-term impact of the terrorist activity.
I don't think it's going to have an adverse impact that we can see, and may even have a positive impact in that Christians can be part of the solution.
De Young urges prayer that God would continue opening doors for the spread of the gospel in India.
In talking with some of our people that we work with in Words of Hope, we're cautiously hopeful that ministry will not be impeded and may even have new opportunities in the future.
Finally, breaking the cycle of poverty is one of the goals of Food for the Poor's New Life, New Hope project in Jamaica and Haiti. They're developing fishing villages there, providing fishermen with training, boats, and other equipment to help produce greater earnings. In return, the fishermen have to give back to the community by helping feed others and passing on the skills to the youth. It's reaching out in Jesus' name to bring lasting solutions to the poorest of the poor. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. There's still time to join Buckner Orphan Care International and Greg Yoder for MNN's 15th anniversary Shoes for Orphan Souls trip to Leningrad, Russia, September 28th through October 8th. Call 1-800-995-4828 or sign up at our website, missionnetworknews.org. Deadline's August 1st. I'm Ruth Bliss.